WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
A quick glance at your calendar and you'll note that the United States is just 2 weeks away from the start of the 2018 hurricane season in the Atlantic Basin. But storms can and sometimes do form before that date. I guess no one told them when the official start of the hurricane season actually is. In fact, the National Hurricane Center is currently watching a large area of cloudiness, showers, and thunderstorms extending from western Cuba across the southeastern Gulf of Mexico, the Florida Straits, and much of the Florida Peninsula. This area of concern is associated with a broad surface low and trough interacting with an upper level low. This system could acquire some subtropical or tropical characteristics while it moves slowly northward across the eastern Gulf of Mexico during the next few days. Regardless of subtropical or tropical cyclone formation, the system will enhance rainfall across portions of Florida and the northeastern Gulf of Mexico during the next few days, where rainfall amounts could range from 2.5 inches along the Alabama-Georgia line to as much as 8 inches just offshore from Melbourne over the next week. As most weather nerds know, NHC works from a 6-year list of hurricane names established by an international committee of the World Meteorological Organization. Should the system currently under scrutiny become organized enough to be named, it would be called Alberto. Other names on the list include Beryl, Chris, Debbie, Ernesto, Florence, Gordon, Helene, Isaac, Joyce, Kirk. I wonder if that's for Captain Kirk. Leslie, Michael, Nadine, Oscar, Patty, Raphael, Sarah, Tony, Valerie, and William. This is the same list that was used in 2012. Sandy was on that list, and it's the only storm that occurred in 2012 that was retired. If you have a question about the weather, drop an email to question@weatherbrains.com.